Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Thursday, February the 17th, and welcome to our commentary. I want to talk about three things today that are going on in the news. First of all, I want to begin with the Attorney General and the GOP primary. Right now, of course, the Attorney General is Attorney General Paxton, Ken Paxton, and he is probably going to win or at least come in first in the primary battle on March 1st. Obviously, everything points in that direction, but I don't think he's going to get the 50%. So he's going to have to go to a runoff, and that makes the battle for number two really the story of the upcoming primary. The battle for who's going to be facing Attorney General Paxton in the upcoming primary or the runoff after the primary. There are two candidates who I think are battling for that number two spot. The first one is former Supreme Court Justice Eva Guzman, and the other one is George P. Bush, who was the Secretary of Agriculture, or I think is the current Secretary of Agriculture here in Texas. Now, both of these candidates, Guzman and Bush, have some very interesting opportunities. Bush, of course, has the name, the family reputation, and has developed his own identity. He's a very good guy on TV. He's very telegenic. And he's sort of trying to make a name for himself. He doesn't just want to be, you know, the son of a, or the grandson of a president or the son of a governor. He wants to be his own man. And he's doing a very good job of creating his own identity. And I think he could be a very serious challenge to a Mr. Paxton in the runoff. Eva Guzman is an extremely interesting candidate. She's a very capable lady. A woman who I think brings a lot of credibility because of her integrity to the situation. So if the story becomes, you know, whether or not the Attorney General has credibility problems or legal problems, I think Eva Guzman could be a very serious challenge to the Attorney General in the runoff. I have no idea who's going to win. I think they're both very good. One of those two is going to come in number second, and that person will be facing Attorney General Paxton in the runoff. At least that's what it seems like today. But one thing about the Republicans is that I do think we have some very good candidates in this primary, and either Bush or Guzman would be a very serious candidate for a runoff against the Attorney General. There's something also very interesting about these two candidates, Bush and Guzman. Guzman, of course, is a Hispanic lady, and Bush is part Hispanic, his mother being Mexican, his father, of course, Jeb Bush, the son of the former president, as well as governor of Florida and a candidate for president in 2016. So both of those two guys, either Guzman or Bush, I think would be a very serious challenge to the Attorney General. There are a lot of concerns about the Attorney General and his legal problems. I'm not an expert. I don't know how serious they are. You hear about them a great deal, but you don't know how serious they are. So if, in fact, his problems become a campaign issue, look for that to be the big debate in the runoff between Paxton and whoever he faces, either Bush or Guzman. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be an interesting race, whoever goes into the runoff with the Attorney General. Now, I want to talk today about the special prosecutor and the documents that he filed here recently. I think that we need to slow down a little bit. There's a lot of speculation both ways. You know, you turn on some channels and they're telling you this is the evidence that we've been waiting for. And then you turn other channels and they're telling you there's nothing here. I think they're both wrong. I think there is something here, but we got to give the prosecutor an opportunity to make his case. And he's not going to be able to make his case right away. This is a complicated story. Extremely complicated story, and I think the prosecutor is doing it exactly right. He's following a very methodical approach, and he's going to get there. If there's something there, he's going to get to it, but he's following a very methodical approach, and we need to be patient. We need to give him time to make his case. So these people who are saying, you know, we got the evidence, and we can prove right now that the Clinton campaign was spying on the Trump campaign, we don't really have that yet. We have a lot of opinions, but we don't really have that evidence. But that's why we got to give the prosecutor the opportunity to put it together. I think that he's got something. Now, this is just my gut feeling. One of the different things about, or the, one of the most interesting things about the prosecutor or this prosecutor and others in the past is that you've had no leaks whatsoever. There have been no leaks from this particular investigation. And that tells me that Durham is running a very tight ship, that he's got everything under control and there are no leaks. And that's good. I think that's good because that tells me that they're doing something very serious and the people working on this understand how serious it is in that special prosecutor's team putting the story together. So let's give him a chance. Let's give him a chance to put this. Again, my gut feeling is that something did happen, but that's just my gut feeling. I cannot prove it, but something did happen. And I believe that Durham will ultimately prove that. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let him make the case and let him explain that, not through appearances on television or whatever. Let him explain that with the documents and the cases that he presents to the special grand jury. There's a grand jury right now looking at this, and that's where all of this is going to go. The other thing, too, that may very well happen in this investigation is that people will start going after each other. They'll start talking on each other, and that may be part of the strategy. That may be what the prosecutor is trying to do. So, again, give the prosecutor time. He will get there, but give him time because he needs the time right now. He doesn't need people jumping to conclusions. He just needs people to give him time to do his work. This was never going to be fast, and this was never going to be easy. So let's give him the time to do what he has to do. I also want to talk today about Mexico. If you've been following Mexico lately, there's a very chaotic situation going on in Mexico with the cartel violence in Michoacan, the fact that five journalists have already been killed this year, and the current battle between the president of Mexico and some members of the Mexican press. Now, the shooting of these journalists, I think, is, although nobody can prove it, but most people in Mexico suspect that these journalists are being killed by cartel or by criminal elements. And what they're doing is they're trying to intimidate Mexican journalists into not reporting what is going on in Mexico with the violence and the cartels. And they're just taking down journalists. As I say, five of them have already been killed this year. That's a pretty scary number for a country like Mexico or any other country. But the journalists, you got to give them credit. You got to recognize the work of the journalists in Mexico. They are acting like journalists, and they're putting the information out there, and they're investigating many cases, and in some instances, like these five journalists who've been killed, the criminal elements take them out, and they're trying to intimidate the journalists in Mexico. The good news is that they're not intimidating them. The journalists keep doing their job, but of course, they're doing their job at a very heavy price, knowing that they could be killed at any moment. The other big story out of Mexico is the president of Mexico and the battle that he's having with some members of the media. I mean, look, we sometimes remember President Trump getting into arguments with the press. Believe me, nothing like that is going down in Mexico. The battles in Mexico are a very irresponsible president who doesn't seem to understand that he lives in a democracy or he functions as a democracy, and he's going after reporters he's going after them. And he's trying to eliminate them. He's trying to silence them. And I think he's being very responsible. And I will tell you one last thing about Mexico. I have never seen Mexico more divided, more polarized than I see it right now. It just seems to me that everybody's very unhappy. Everybody's very angry. And if you talk to anybody from Mexico, any friends in Mexico, anybody down there that you talk to, you get the feeling that things are really bad. And that the country is undergoing a crisis right now that I personally have not seen in quite some time. I mean, I've seen Mexico go through devaluations. I've seen Mexico go through political crises. But right now, it seems to be a lot worse than that. Right now, you have a combination of a very irresponsible president, cartel violence, and, of course, the consequences of COVID and the impact that it had on the economy. So keep an eye on Mexico. It's not good what's happening in Mexico, and it's probably not going to get any better anytime soon. And again, I put the blame to some extent here on the president of the country, López Obrador, who's been a very divisive figure in running the country. I mean, he seems to enjoy making enemies, and that's not good if you want to bring people together. Thank you for watching, and if today's your birthday, happy birthday. Bye-bye, everybody.